We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Now, tell us that you're not at the doctor's office and that everything went well yesterday.
They cut out half my leg. I'm surprised I'm even alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Before they covered it up, I said, let me see that hole in my leg. And I saw that, and I said, oh, my God, so that's what muscles look like when you take the skin off.
Oh, Terry,
yeah. That is gruesome.
Not a pretty picture, I can tell you that.
Is everything going to be healed up by the time you hit Las Vegas for the Terry Bradshaw show?
No, it will not be. You won't see it. It's on my left leg. I'll have it bandaged up, so I'll be rocking and rolling. No problems. No excuses.
Okay. I was going to say, is that going to take your dance solo out of the show?
Well, it may say Terry Bradshaw singing and dancing, but that just sounds good. If I'm walking, that's a dance.
Yeah, we saw the singing. We were like, okay.
Oh, yeah, the singing I can do, the dancing. First of all, I don't think I have the energy for it.
Well, this is so cool because you are just so talented, from, you know, playing football to just being an entertainer. You have Emmy Awards that you've won. You've been in movies. Who's been your favorite actor or actress to work with?
Wow. Well, I absolutely loved Burt Reynolds, and we became really good friends. Tom Selleck, I worked with him and just thought he was just fabulous. I've done, you know, Owen Wilson, and I became really good friends. Ed Helms, I mean, all of these guys. Oh, Bradley Cooper and I were buddies for a long time, and then he became a superstar. Kind of hard to run him down now, but it's, all these guys. You know what, Jenny and Kelly, all of these really so-called star actors have really been nice to me. I've enjoyed working with all of them. I remember doing Smokin' the Bandit 2 with Jackie Gleason, and I thought, my God, my life could come to an end right now. I mean, I've hit the pinnacle of it all. There couldn't have been anything better than Jackie Gleason. My senior year in college, I was in Miami, and I went to the Jackie Gleason show. And I sat there and saw my first television show, and I was just blown away by Jackie Gleason, Art Carney. It was cool. I mean, I've met so many great actors, but working with them, I can't say I've ever worked with a bad person. They've all been really good people.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Bradley Cooper and Ed Helms, because they were both in The Hangover. And with you heading out to Las Vegas, any Hangover-type nights you're going to have out there?
There will be no hangovers in Vegas for me. But I did this show for Fox called The Masked Singer, and the guy that was in The Hangover, the young South Korean guy, Ken, what's his name? Ken?
Jeong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he kicked me off. He voted me off the show, and I got to meet him in New York, and God, did we laugh. Funny. God, is he funny. But I've just burned him for kicking me off.
See, I saw that show. You were great.
They had no understanding. 65 pounds of leather and sticking a microphone way up in front. I mean, it was so hard to sing. And you don't get to pick out your songs. And, you know, you don't want to make excuses because, as they say, losers make excuses. But in my case, I was making excuses because I told him, I said, my next song was going to be Kick Butt. I was singing a Bruno Mars song, and man, I could flat sing the Bruno Mars song, but never made it. Never made it that far.
Aww. All right, well, we're going to have to go out to Las Vegas to see you sing that Bruno Mars song.
I don't sing it in Vegas. I do sing several songs, but I don't sing a Bruno Mars song. I don't think it will fit. It doesn't fit the show, but we already got the show worked out. But I'm actually rehearsing now, and then I'm heading to Vegas next week for 3 days of rehearsal, and then more rehearsal, and then we'll do the show the 1st of August through the 4th. Looking forward to it. It's going to make me really nervous, But it's kind of one of those things, ladies, that you know, you just have to do it, right?
Yeah.
You just have to do it. You got to do it. No matter what, you got to do it.
Well, we are sure you're going to be amazing at it. The Terry Bradshaw Show is going down in Las Vegas. Tickets available by calling 702-262-4400. Thanks so much, Terry.
All right. I'll see everybody at the Luxor. Don't forget Luxor Theater. Come on. Showtime.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.